英语说说看，
开口天天练，
欢迎收听英语说说看。
Hey, Jialun.
Hey, Xiren.
How's it going?
It's going.
It's going?
Yeah.
You look confused. What's up?
我在看劳工局的官网的时候用了 Google 翻译，然后这有一点问题，它翻译过来的这版本我看不懂。
Oh, what does it say? 它在说什么呢？劳工局 Department of Labor. So I'm guessing you're getting ready for tax season, right? 在准备报税 Yeah. Because after the holiday season, it's the tax season. How romantic is that? 多浪漫。So what part is confusing? 哪里比较困惑？
这个翻译器翻译确实是挺方便的，但是翻译出来东西啊，有点 confusing.
I get that. Of course. Because, you know, we've talked about this before. 我们之前讲过这一点，就是说，因为每个语言都有它自己的 structure, 结构。所以有的时候你直译的话，通常字面翻译你会把意思翻译反了，或者是翻译的比较 awkward。For example, 比如说，如果我说我今天没化妆的话，用中文的确是我今天没化妆 today, 或者是哪怕你说今天我没化妆 today I 没有 no makeup, today I no makeup, or today I didn't makeup. Both of these are wrong.这两种说法都是错的、
这两个听起来都挺对的呀
中文是非常对的呀中文是完全对的 But English, it's not like this In English, it would be I didn't wear makeup today 我今天没有穿化妆品、I didn't wear makeup
I didn't wear makeup today、
mm-hmm.
难怪现在很多的美妆 vlogger 有在说今天是带妆怎么样、带妆 wear、
okay.
makeup
Wear makeup, yeah. Or I have no makeup today.
I have
我,
no makeup today.
就是 I think that's the closest to 我没有化妆。但是是 I have, 我有 no makeup, 没有化妆。我有没有化妆。或者是 I'm wearing no makeup, 我在穿没有化妆。所以这个中文字面翻译过去就中文就会觉得天哪你在说什么稀奇古怪的话。But in English, that's how we say it. So you can't really just translate the words and switch the words when the structure is different. 因为整个句子它的顺序就不一样、right? 什么字放在前面什么字放在后面一个是有一个是没有这两个字一倒整个意思就反了、right? 一个是没有一个是有所以就是很小的一些位置你随便一换不是随便一换就是习惯性的用一个语言的结构去安排它效果是不太一样的最后的结果是不太一样的、So that's why sometimes on government websites usually there are options for other languages that they translate, that they hire people to translate. 有些公司有些官网他们的各个语言的网站是他们请翻译翻译出来的而不是自动翻译出来的。因为在自动翻译的过程中很多这些小的细节它是不会给你改变的。So let's see whether that might be the problem here. 我们看看是不是这里也是同样的这么一个问题哈。So 这个是哪句话？
它翻译过来是表格将邮寄到我们为您提供的地址。
That sounds so weird.
Yeah.
表格 the form 将邮寄到我们为您提供的地址。
我们为您提供的地址这句话好奇怪
That does sound really weird and it doesn't sound right So what form are we talking about? 税单哈哪个税单呢这是
1099G 税单
啊
这个怎么说哈、
1099吗
1099G tax form
Good try And I say good try because you used O to describe zero which is really goodBut in this case, this form is generally known as 1099. 1099. 对。你刚才用 O 形容零，其实这一点很好，因为通常像比较地道的讲数字的方法，就是会把零 zero 说成 O。
嗯。
这是很 frequent, 很 frequent 的这么一件事情。
很常说。
很常说的。嗯。可是四位数的时候，通常会把前面两个合在一起，和后面两个数合在一起。它就会是 1099, 1099是 1099.
1099.
对，所以 1099G 就是 1099G tax form.
1099G tax form.
Mm-hmm. And this form, I think, will be quite useful this year for many, many people because this is the form that shows how much you were paid in benefits from the Department of Labor in a specific calendar year.
这个 form, 这个税单是申报失业金的税单。
Because, of course, during the pandemic, a lot of people filed for unemployment. 在疫情期间很多人都申请了失业金。所以 1099G, 这个税单今年会更多人会有这个需要。So, 1099G tax form, you're looking at how to get it. Okay.
You may choose one of the two methods.
Methods
below to get your 1099G tax form.
Okay, so back to the line that is really problematic. 我们来看一下这句话中文翻译的是，你再重复一下。
表格将邮寄到我们为您提供的地址。
Okay, because this is so weird, I have to just see it in English. And let's see. Okay, so the English version.The form, 表格
The form will be mailed to the address we have on file for you.
The form will be mailed to the address we have on file for you. Okay, so that's very clear. 英文版它是说 The form will be mailed to the address we have on file for you. 这个表格将会寄到你给我们留下的你的地址。
这个表格将会寄到一个地址，什么地址呢？
Okay, let's figure out. 这个表格到底是谁给谁寄，寄到哪里？ Right, that's the big question here.
Confused, 这件事。
Yeah, so 英文版哈，英文版说、The form will be mailed to the address we have on file for you.
On file for you 是
Something that's on file for you means 这是在你的记录里面。
On file.
So, on file.
File.
On file, for example, 你如果跟银行打电话，然后呢，他说，嘿，我要给你寄一个东西，他也许会问到你， I just want to confirm that the address we have on file for you is current. 他想确认一下，在他们记录里，你的地址是不是正确的，更新的 ,updated 的一个地址。如果你说 ,yeah, you know, I've been here for 5 years. I never moved. Whatever you have on file is current.如果你五年你都没有搬家，你一直住在那里，那你可以说 the one you have on file is good， 就是在你记录里面的那个地址
都是对的，
是正确的，没有问题。
嗯，
如果你说你最近搬家了，你可以说 oh I moved just recently， so the address that you have on file is no longer good， 或者是 the address that you have on file is no longer current， 就是它已经不是我现在的地址了。
It's no longer current.
对 ,no longer current, 就是它不是最新的。
最新的。
嗯哼。所以任何东西 on file, anytime when something is on file, that means, 这是说在他们的记录上你的信息是什么样。也就是说这是你曾经提供给他们的信息，你的 personal information。You know, whether it's a bank or whether it's another institution, 不管对方是一个什么样的机构啊团体 if they have something on file, it means you gave it to them at some point. 如果他们是说有任何东西 on file, 这说明你曾经提供给他们的一些资料文件。As we are running out of time, we'll have to continue figuring out this 1099 form in our next session.But I hope so far, listening to our session today has helped you somewhat in identifying the dangers of automatic translations and how misleading it could be.
自动翻译虽然方便，但是往往非常不可靠。当我们在解决一些比较重要的事情的时候，比如说税单，这个时候如果自动翻译过来的话，觉得结构上比较奇怪，有点问题，不明白，那么一定要看一下原版。
We're not done on this topic yet.
我们这个1099税单的这个话题。
This topic is really like a can of worms in many ways.
英语里有一句话是形容这种情况的，就是 a can of worms, like a can of worms, 像一罐虫子一样，就是本来以为是一个问题，但是一打开一下子就发现，哇，原来问题很多很多。
So definitely stay tuned because we're going to tackle every one of them next time. If you like today's session, share it with a friend, share it far and wide, join our Facebook community,And subscribe to our podcast so you never miss a session.